Blog Talk Radio. right. It's a celebration. It's a party going on up on here tonight. It is May 3rd, 2012. And that's right. Welcome to a special, special episode. I don't even want to call it an episode. It's an experience. It's an explosion. I have none other than the Empowered Painter, the world-renowned Christian comedian. He's more than just a comedian. He's a preacher, a teacher, pastor, you name it, whatever he needs to be for that season. That's who he is. That's why I just call him that man. You just can't put one name on him. He can do it all. He's a writer, producer. He was in the studio today getting his, you know, his last tour going on. So he's recording in the studio or wherever God has called him to do. I'm telling you, not only is he walking in it, but the man just ruling and reigning in all of it. I'm so excited. He asked me to actually be the host for his birthday celebration, 47, for the first time. He's 47 years old, and I tell you, he's looking younger and younger each year. And, you know, I tell you, laughter will keep you looking young and healthy, and that's exactly what he is doing. I had to play. He wanted to come right on and start talking, y'all, but I just had to, you know, start it off with a little party music because that's what it is. We are celebrating his life, celebrating his legacy, celebrating, you know, just all the things that he has done for 25 years. To be in comedy for 25 years, that ain't nobody but God, because there's many comedians that came out, and after a few years, you don't even hear about them anymore. And for him to be able to continue to be booked around the world, still doing comedy. Are you kidding me? And then the guy got a nerve to get up there and be preaching and doing comedy. How are you going to have people shouting and falling out of the spirit and laughing at the same time? Like, Bobo. How you going to have people, Broderick, laughing and going in tongue and falling out in the spirit at the same time? Only who one who is anointed, appointed, and called to do such a thing. And, you know, I'm getting ready to bring him on in just a minute, but I just had to start it off with, you know, just one little scripture. In Psalms 37, it came to mind, and it says the 23rd verse. And I'm going to read out the Amplified version. It says, the steps of a good man. I wish I had some help up in here. The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord when he delights in his way and he busies himself with his every step. If this man ain't doing all that in this song, I just don't know what y'all got to be blind, deaf, or something, because he's doing it all. When his ways pleases the Lord, God said he's got you. I'm telling you, the steps of Roger E. Rice have definitely been ordered for 25 years in the business of comedy and everything, but also 47 years, even before he was placed in his mama womb. God has had his hand all over him and has just blessed him tremendously. So without further ado, we're getting ready to get our laugh on, get our celebration on. We're going to play some of his music, some of his gold digger, empowerations. We're just going to let him have his way. Hopefully, you know, I'll have some people maybe be able to talk. I don't know. We're going to just let the Holy Spirit have his way. Y'all know when Mr. Broderick E. Rice starts talking and laughing and getting it going, it's going to be hard to, like, really play anything. So I'm trying, that's why I'm getting all mine in right now. I'm going to get all mine in right now. I am Miss Sandra, and I'm hosting for this evening. And so I'm getting ready to bring live on the air. We're getting ready to celebrate and wish the Empowertainer, the comedian of all time, Mr. Broderick E. Rice. What's up, Broderick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Lysandra, thank you so much. You are one energetic, one exciting, one what I gotta find another adjective just to describe the wonder of who you are, and I wanna say thank you for allowing me to come and share my birthday. We don't celebrate my 25 years of comedy. I'm gonna come back in October and do that. But I wanna talk about 47. I'm 47 for the first time, Lysandra.
I said I'm 47
for the first time.
47 for the first time. I hear you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't been 47 before.
You sure haven't.
So I'm 47 for the first time, and I appreciate you allowing me to come and once again share your platform. You know, leading up to today, one of the things that I love to do is, you know, I don't want to just party on my birthday just for partying's sake. But one of the things I love to do with my birthday is consider, why have I been allowed to see 47 years? Why? I love to party with that perspective in mind. So today, what I want to make sure that we do as we celebrate and listen to the music, as we talk about whatever, I'm opening it up. Hey, you know, I want to talk to the singles. I want to talk to the men. I want to talk to the ladies. I want to talk to the elderly. It doesn't make a difference. You ain't even got to be saved. I'm open today. I want this day that God has given me and allowed me to see it, the first day of the beginning of a 47th year, I want to use it as a tool to encourage, to inspire, to empower, to motivate, to encourage, to bring clarity if I am able and if I can in the lives of other people. So that's what it's all about. And then we want to get into your music box, whatever you got in there. You know, if you got anything Winans in there, you know, if you got some Kirk Franklin in there, if you got some Fred Hammond in there, whatever you got in the legacy lever box, you know that's on and popping. But I'm also excited about hearing some of the things you're going to say, because you are full of life, you are full of love, you are full of vision. Those are all things that you are full of and that you are just bubbling with. And all of your listeners already know that, your past listeners, your present listeners, and your soon-to-be listeners. I want to say that is the very thing that has drawn them to you, and that's going to continually draw them to Legacy Lever Radio. And today I'm just honored to be able to celebrate my birthday, 47 for the first time. So listen, I'm going to close my mouth for a minute because, you know, I got to let you lead me. What we going to do first? What you want to do first? You want to listen to some, we want to play some music for them? You want to say some more? You want to ask me something? I'm in your hands, Lysandra. Do with me what you will.
All right, now, Fisher, put it that way. You know what? Because it's your birthday, and I have some music of yours up on the switchboard. Why don't we listen to, and I know I played it the last time you were on, but, you know, I just love that song, you know. It's such an encouragement for those who are in waiting, you know, or those who have a really good man, they're married and really have a great husband. I just want to go into, well, why don't we just play a little bit of that man? Is that all right with you, sir?
Sure. Let's play that 47 for the first time on Legacy Lever. Robert E. Rice, check it out, coming up right now. Ladies, pull up a chair, sit back, take off your shoes. Here it is, That Man.
up because she looked good. Already played that game before, and I'm so over it. Whining and dining, cruising on the town, secret rendezvous. Trying to do all the things I thought a man should do. Never had a clue about true relationships. Ride the good times out, then I was through with it. But now I've had a change of heart, I want a brand new start. I'm ready for my favor, ready for my good thing. I'm looking for a
Proverbs 31 woman.
I'm looking for a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect just for me.
Perfect just for me.
Exactly what I need.
Ooh,
a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, 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 woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
A Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, woman.
There's nothing like a woman who truly knows her worth, knows just how to treat a man and make him honor her. Virtuous, intelligent woman of her word, she's so confident. She keeps herself together, oh, she be looking right. Type of lady that would play around, and she don't need your money because she's got her own. You can take her to your family and she would make you proud. She's not that difficult to find if you just look around. Talking about a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Yeah, I'm talking about a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Ooh, oh, oh,
perfect just for me.
Perfect just for me.
Exactly what I need.
Ooh,
a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
A Proverbs
31
woman,
hey.
Woman, woman.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. If you know I'm talking about you, here's what I want you to do. If you know I'm talking about you, here's what I want you to do. See, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, 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 woman. I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, woman, woman. Oh. I know I'm talking to some Proverbs 31 women right now, and you're listening to me, and you've been praying, you've been believing, you've been standing strong. Oh, you're just the kind of woman. Yeah, ladies, can I talk to you? I just want to encourage you. Listen. I'm gonna be good to you, protect you and provide for you. I'm gonna honor you and treasure you, be faithful and submit to you. Never turn my back on you. No matter what we're going through, gonna intercede and pray for you. Gonna treat you like a queen, 'cause I'm
that man
that you've been praying for,
that
you've been waiting for,
that
you've been believing for,
that
now there ain't no other woman for me. You're the 31 that God gave to me. Gonna spoil you and cherish you. Gonna wait on you and serve you too. I'ma open up and talk to you. Take quality time to spend with you. I'ma love you like the Bible says. And I mean that from my heart, 'cause I'm
bad.
That you've been praying for,
that
you've been waiting for,
that
you've been believing for,
that man.
Now I know I'm not an angel, and I won't get everything right, but just believe in me, have faith in me, just give me half a chance, 'cause I'm that man that you've been praying for,
that
you've been waiting for,
that
you've been believing for.
Demonstratively, God does not owe us anything.
That's right.
And so the fact that he's allowed me to have another year, you know, I have to tell you, I am very curious as to the purpose, the intention, the reason for which I've been given another year. And I'm going to remain curious. I'm going to remain purposefully alert as to why he's allowed me to have, to begin another year. You know, I have to tell you, can I just be honest with you, more honest with you, Lysandra?
Yes.
There have been some years that I, you know, I took for granted. I just figured, you know, hey, my birthday is supposed to be fun. People are supposed to be good to me. They're supposed to spoil me. This person's supposed to take me out. That person's supposed to take me out. My mantle in my home is supposed to be filled with birthday cards. And I'm telling you, life has a funny and sometimes not so funny way of breaking your face. I wish I had help today. I've had some birthdays that did not turn out like I expected them to turn out, like I thought I told people to make sure they turn out, you know, and then I'm sitting up there with my face broke. I'm disappointed, you know. I'm sitting at home feeling sorry for myself because people didn't do what I thought that they should do. But you know, it's like God helped to change my perspective. So my birthday is not so much about what I can get everybody to do for me. It's about what I can use this day for in terms of encouraging people, empowering people, inspiring people, bringing clarity to people. Oh, yes, I do have fun. Don't get me wrong. I have a whole lot of fun. But one of the things I just said, Lord, I don't want another disappointing birthday. I don't want another birthday where I just sit around and wait for somebody to give me the gift that, number one, I could buy for myself. You know, I don't want to sit around and wait for somebody to spend all their money on me or tell me how wonderful I am. You know, and people have done that. But I wanted to make it about more than just what people could do for me. If I had, you know, sometimes, and I know with me, sometimes I can be so self-centered that I'm just thinking about me. I'm thinking about what I'm going to get, what somebody should be giving me. And, you know, Lysandra, have you ever felt like you deserve everything?
Certain points in certain things, on certain things. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. I felt like I deserved it, and I just assumed that I deserved it. And so this time, I said, you know what? I don't want it to be different. And then I told you about it. You said, cool. You want to come? You want to celebrate? You want to have your birthday bash? Excuse me. So as I was seeking to be selfless, God sent me somebody selfless. Did you hear what I just said?
All right now.
I was seeking to be selfless, and God sent me somebody selfless who would say, hey, you can share your platform. I'm going to give you a platform to reach out to other people, celebrate your birthday, but to also lift people up, make them laugh, you know, sing to them, worship, empower, tame them. I'm going to have to get you, next time I'm going to have to get you some of my preaching CDs so you can put some excerpts of me preaching on here as well.
Amen. I look forward to that.
But for the meantime, and in between time, we're going to take advantage of what we have right now. So anything you want to ask me, Lysandra, I wanted to just say that because I want people to understand specifically why I am doing what I'm doing here today. and that is just to encourage people to celebrate, but encourage, inspire. If somebody can hear my gifts, talents, and abilities, and I want you to understand that as you're hearing the fruit of my gifts and talents, you too can produce what God has placed in you. You too can put out a music project. You too can put out a movement. Or whatever it is that you believe he has purposed you to do, you can do it. I certainly want to say that, to say the least. So now you were saying something, like Sandra, you were saying something about singles. You want to get into that right now?
I was just repeating what you said. You know, I just want to hear what you have to say about the women, but you want to talk to the men. You want to talk in general.
We're going to talk about that. I love to save the juicy stuff to make people really just tune in. I love to save the juicy stuff. So we're going to save the juicy stuff. But, like Sandra, how much time do we have today?
How much? I'm sorry.
How much time do we have today?
We have, right now, we have a little under an hour and a half.
All right. That's okay. That's plenty of time. So let me just give a little history on myself. I was born May the 3rd, 1965, at John Wesley Memorial Hospital to Ollie Mae Rice and Joseph McClure Rice. I was born around 8 o'clock at night. I think I was around 6 or 7 pounds, okay?
Oh, you
so that was mostly my head, And so, you know what? My parents, they told me this. My parents, they already had two girls, and they were praying for a boy. You have to understand. My father comes from, Joseph McClure Rice, comes from a long line of boys and a long line of preachers. My grandfather, God rest his soul, Claude Elliott Rice, Rev. Claude Elliott Rice, who was a cotton picker. He was a sharecropper in North Carolina. They lived in the hills of Lake Lure, North Carolina. And my daddy took us there one time. And I'm telling you, no running water. Did you hear me?
No running water.
Touch three people and say, outhouse. Oh, you're not ready for this. I said, touch three people and say, outhouse. We went up there, man, I'm telling you, we was kids. And we went there, and it was outhouse. I didn't say our house. Oh, you are. I said out.
Outside.
That's right. Yeah. Man, but you know what? As I look back on those times were the most precious times. We grew up in the hood in Compton, California. It's right next to Watts and Linwood, okay?
Wow.
Crime, drugs, gangs, too many churches, liquor stores, on every corner. That's where I grew up. That was my experience. Mayo Elementary School, Wadey Middle School, Compton Senior High School. Can I tell you what I think my most exciting years were? My most exciting years were, school years at least, was high school. Oh, my God. You don't understand. I went to Compton Senior High School. This was cool. And not only did I go to Compton Senior High School, but I became Mr. It at Compton High School. What? First of all, Compton High School was the hottest high school in the city. The Tar Bays. Compton High Tar Bays. C-O-M-P-T-O-N. Hey, shoot, so hard to be a Tar Bay. What? So hard to be a tar, babe. So hard to be a T-A-R-B-A-T-E. Tar, babe. Come, see, okay, let me come back. Let me come back. And so I was so grateful to walk in the city of Compton.
I said, you just did your whole arm up. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's what
go
I showed it.
Go ahead.
Hey, like, Sandra, I went back. Listen, I'm 47 for the first time. We kicking. Listen, I'm kicking the first day off. I got 364 more days to be 47. But today, I'm 47 for the first time. Yeah, you listen to Legacy Lever Radio with your host, Miss Lysandra Harder. Y'all better be showing her some love, because she's showing me the love today and allowing me to come on this radio program and just talk about my music, talk about my ministry, talk about my motivational ventures, talk about my history growing up. And, of course, we're going to end this talking about single stuff. See, I know how to get it. In a few minutes, we're going to get into a little worship in the Word, but then we're going to end it off with all the single talk. And, Lysandra, are the people going to be able to call in today, or are we going to be able to do that today?
Yeah, they can call in at any time.
Woo! Did y'all hear that? What's the number for them to call, Lysandra?
The number is 909-265-9129, and just press the number 1, and then I will click you on so you can be live on the air with none other than the Empowered Tainer, Broderick E. Wright.
Yeah, I'm posting on Facebook and Twitter right now just to let them know so that they can join in. They want to ask any questions. No question is off limits.
Okay.
Let me say that again. No question. It's off limits. Now, whether I'll answer it, that's a whole other story. But no question. What? I ain't crazy. Did you like that, Lysandra?
Yes, I like how you put these together. Well, if you choose to, yeah, I like that. I got to use that.
That's,
I got to use that.
You can ask any question you want. Whether I answer it, you better be praying. So I shared a little bit about my history and growing up, and I'm grateful for my childhood, grateful for my mom, grateful for my dad, grateful for my family, and not just my blood family, but people who were, you know, I could talk about my grandma, Mary E. McGee, who taught me the importance of journaling, and not only journaling, but marking the date in which I came up with the idea. So if you take the McGee principle, the Mary E. McGee principle, and you, Lysandra, you would have liked my great-grandmother. You would have liked her.
Okay.
The reason
she,
why I say that is
because... Was she into education and stuff, or she just, you know, was a person that... Okay.
All that. So, you would have liked her, she would have liked you, because you guys are both women of virtue and women of progress, women of purpose. And so I'm certainly I'm grateful for her, and I'm grateful to you even now. Of course, you're years younger now. You know, I too remember when I was in my 30s. Amen?
Well, amen. I'm glad you think I'm in my 30s. I received all of that. Thank you. I'm going to take that and run with it. Amen.
I had to have a little fun, like they had to have a little fun right there. Let me quickly just share with people very quickly how I, and listen, get some worship loose. Do you have Covering Me in your sock pile?
I sure do.
Well, don't play it right now, but we're gonna experience right here on Legacy Lever Radio with your host, Lysandra Hardy. I'm her special guest, and she just shared with me. She just let me run all over the place, but I know who's in charge. Trust and believe. I know who's in charge. Her name is Miss Lysandra Hardy. Everybody put your hands together for her right now, because I'm telling you, I'm grateful for her. Well, let me just testify, you know, because sometimes people probably see you on my page. They'll be like, what's she doing on the page? Why is she putting all that stuff without you? Lysandra, you have been one of my staunch supporters. You have encouraged me. You have texted me. You have called me. You have emailed. Even when I didn't call or text back, that didn't stop you. You just continually speak the word of God into my life. You continue to encourage me. You continue to admonish me. And sometimes when I don't get back to you until 2 or 3 weeks later, you don't have an attitude. Your point is like, look, I just said what the Lord told me to say. And I want people to, I know you didn't tell me to say that. I know you didn't tell me to say that. But I want the people to know so they can understand, you know, the nature of our relationship and why, you know, we're doing the things that we're doing together. I'm looking forward to when you have me down there for a comedy show. Yeah, the Legacy Lever comedy show with comedian Broderick E. Wright. And we're going to get together and laugh. And so all the stuff I'm doing on your radio show, I want to come there and do it live in a concert and then let all of the money go to you and your foundation and some of the things that you are doing in the Atlanta and greater Atlanta and surrounding areas. Well, Sandra, what you think about that? You know we need to do that.
Wow. I'm just like with my mouth wide open. Y'all, now this was not pre-programmed. I have not even talked to Broderick like all week. I texted him like once or twice about it. So this is all new to me. Praise God. I receive it all. Thank you, Jesus. A to the men. And it's going to happen. Thank you for the witnesses. 2 or 3 touch and agree. It's got to happen. Thank you, God. Amen. Hey, man. Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we have to do that because this is a purpose partnership. You know, keep in mind the whole theme, you know, I'm celebrating my birthday, but I'm also celebrating it by encouraging others, inspiring others, lifting up others, you know, entertaining others. So I think it's only right, you know, this is something that I wanted to do. You know, because you share your platform with me, I said, wow. The next step is to everything we're doing on this show. You play my music, my worship music, you play my love music, you play my motivation, you play my ministry, you play my comedy, all on this show. The next step is to come to Atlanta and do a show. You know what I'm saying?
You
can host the show because you're the host anyway, and then you can just present me. I'll come out there. Listen, I'll be 3 to 4 different artists, one person. Four different artists in one person. Come on, somebody.
All right, say it.
Legacy Lever Live, starring guest comedian, motivator, singer, and worshiper, Robert E. Rock. What? One night and one night only. Get your tickets now. $20 in advance. And guess what? 10% of everything you give is going to go to a special and meaningful cause to be determined by Miss Lysandra Hardy. Come on now. Enjoy the show.
I love it. Let's do it.
Meet Broderick for a special VIP reception where he'll be taking pictures to upload to Facebook, sign an autograph, all that. Legacy Lever Live. Don't miss it.
I love it.
You know, go ahead, Lysandra. This is your show.
Nah, you go ahead. First time. This is your celebration. Let's get with it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's about, and you know we talk about this so often, it's about purpose partnerships. It's about purpose connections. I was talking to a friend of mine, I think, earlier today, and we were talking about how purpose will procure for you the provision that you need. My God, I'm going to say this again. Purpose will procure for you or secure for you or get for you what it knows you need, the provision it knows you need. My God. So here it is. I don't have my own radio show, but God says, I'm going to put somebody on your path. Believe me, I'm going to put somebody on your path that will give up their radio show that they are paying to have on the air, and they'll give you 1.5 to 2 hours of their time. Girl, don't get me started about how.
You better start. Go ahead and start.
Listen,
get going with that fire.
Listen. Well, one of the things that the Lord shared with me today, and I wrote it down, I haven't put it on Facebook yet. It says, well, listen, when you take a faith step, that faith step is leading to a faith leap. I wish I had help today. When you take a faith step, that faith step is leading to a faith leap. My God. So here it is. When I do the little things that I can do, do you really think God is going to sit back and allow his name and his reputation to be at risk? No. Let me tell you something. Oh, my God, I don't want to get emotional. Oh, my God, I don't want to get emotional. But if I get emotional, you just have to understand that the little steps I have taken, I was thinking about how earlier this year I wanted to get back into the studio, but I owed the studio I was in. I still owed them some money from a past session, and I said I wasn't going to go back in until I paid it off. And a friend of mine encouraged me. She said, just call them. You never can tell. See what you can do. And when I called the owner of the studio, he said, I'll tell you what, here's how we're going to do it. You can still come over again, and you can pay it down as you go. And I'm still paying it down, but the point is I'm able to get in there. But what if I hadn't taken that faith step?
If
I don't take the faith step, oh, my God, I can't take the faith leap. You know, I think here it is. I think God watches to see how you handle what's in your hands. My God.
Yeah, you're saying it there. Yes, sir.
So watch this. You know what? One of my associates said, she got this from another speaker, the author of this quote that I'm about to share. Her name is Danny Johnson, I believe. I don't even know how to spell it. But Danny Johnson says that an excuse is nothing more than a well-rehearsed lie.
Yeah, yes.
That's what Danny Johnson says. Danny Johnson says an excuse is nothing more than a well-rehearsed lie. But I'm so grateful. Listen, wait a minute. Can I talk about how many mistakes I've made? Can I tell you about how many times I've blown it? Can I tell you how many times I lied to myself? I lied to others. Can I tell you how many times I have misused people that he put in my life? My God, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I would be ashamed to admit this right now. But I have abused people that he placed in my life. I have abused opportunities. There was opportunities God put right in my way, but because of laziness, instead of making a phone call when I should have made it, I made it 2 weeks later. And the door of the opportunity was already closed, like the door of the opportunity was already closed. And there have been times when, you know, let me tell them myself. There have been times, I remember one time I was doing a concert with Vicky Winans. And if you don't understand who Vicky Winans is, I'm not just talking about her singing. I'm talking about the businesswoman that Vicky Winans is.
Okay.
This woman will leave the stage. She's a headliner. She'll leave the stage after wilding them on stage and go out to her product table and sell $2,000 to $5,000 worth of product. I was so intimidated one time. We were doing a show. I can't remember what state we were doing the show in. I was so intimidated by her. When I knew she was coming, I thought, I ain't going to sell no product now. I was so intimidated, Lysandra, and this is for someone. I want you to hear me. I was so intimidated by her reputation. I didn't even set up my product table. She came back here to me. She said, where's your product? I said, well, I wasn't going to set it up because I know that. She said, go get your product. You better set up that table and sell your product. That's what Vicky Winans said to me. And that night, I think I didn't make a whole lot, but I probably made over $500 to $600 in product, and I wouldn't have made nothing if it hadn't been for God using Vicky Winans to tell me, listen, she could have just said, okay, you know what's on your product table? I'll get the money that people would have spent on you. But she said, no, get your product. Set up your table. Don't be worried about that. They're coming for what you got. And I thank you, Vicky, for that. But I want to speak to somebody right now who has a vision or who has a gift or who has an ability And I want to tell you, on my 47th birthday, I want you to take a step of faith and watch that step of faith lead to a leap of faith. My God, that was good right there. I'm glad I'm sitting down. I don't know if I would have had strength enough to stand up and say that. Your step of faith is going to lead to a leap of faith, and you don't know where that leap of faith is going to land you. My God, that's so good right there.
Yes, sir.
I could go on the text. And listen, can I tell you something? I want to encourage you. And in the next hour, we're going to get into all the single stuff and what have you. But I want to encourage you as you're listening right now. I don't care if only 1,000 people are listening. I don't care if only 1,500 people are listening to me right now and will listen to this in days and weeks to come. Oh, my God. Like Sandra, thank you for your faithfulness to God. Thank you for not letting it be determined by how much money you do or do not make. Thank you for not being arrogant just because you go to a huge church. You know, it's like you take everybody in. You got a word for everybody. It's like you ain't listening too much to other people. Your point is, what God tell you, you're a blabbermouth. Did you just hear that?
Amen.
I watch your page. I watch your page on Twitter and on Facebook. You're a blabbermouth. If God give it to you, shoot, it'd be out there. Everybody else has to figure it out. You just go ahead and say it. Like sometimes you text me and you say, all right, if you can't receive this right now, well, God bless you or whatever. I just got to see what the Lord says.
Hello. I'm like, oh, gosh, Lord, this is Roderick Rice. You want me to say what? The when? What?
And sometimes it don't be for me. But the point is, see, you know, oh, I don't know what the scripture is, but you know what I'm talking about. One time Jesus was out talking to the multitude, and this is before the rich young ruler came up with his arrogant self. And Jesus said, unless, my God, thank you, Jesus, unless you come to me like a little child, you will not be able to, watch this, you will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, here's the revelation. We talked about clarity being one of the things that we pray for in this segment today. But he says you will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, I want to act like he's not talking about heaven, because, you know, we always think every time he mentions the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom, we think he's talking about heaven, you know, where you go after you die. But I want you to consider the kingdom of heaven being how God operates. My God. Mm. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So he could be saying, seek to get to heaven. Because once you get saved, you already settled for heaven. So what life does that scripture have left after you accept Jesus Christ? It must mean that there's more to the kingdom of heaven than just heaven. My God, that was good right there. So the point is, watch this. The kingdom comes from the Greek word basileia. It means the rule, the realm, the sphere of his influence. It is the scope and the span of his dominance. My God, thank you, Jesus. So the point is, watch this. So we're talking, you were saying what God told you to say, and he said, you have a childlike spirit. He says, unless you come to me as a little child, unless you come to me like Sandra, unless you come to me like Joel Osteen, unless you come to me, I'm just naming people who seem like, unless you come to me like Israel Houghton, unless you come to me, you know, like Kirk Franklin. You know, and these are people who I've just seen openly say, I don't know it all. I don't have it all.
Right.
And so unless you come to him acting like you don't have nothing and that you're waiting on him to give you everything, he said, watch this. You're not going to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven, or you're not going to be able to discern how I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, you're not going to be able to tap into the strategies and the techniques. My God. I start feeling, girl, the hair starts standing up on my arm. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that in spite of myself, girl, don't give me the confession. Tell us, ooh, Lord.
Well, I think that would be, you know, real proper right about now to be, you know, some more transparent because, you know, people just see you on the stage and see you on Facebook, Twitter. They've seen you on TBN, not Daystar. You was on Daystar last week. So, you know, I think it would just be, you know, just at this moment to share,
well,
you know, some of the,
you know,
the things that, you know, just be transparent.
Okay.
I'm just going to let you just keep on rolling with it. Go ahead.
Okay. And then I want you to have covering me ready. I want you to have covering me ready. But what I want to say to whoever's listening, you know, my walk with the Lord, I jokingly say this, I walk with the Lord as best I can, but then sometimes he be walking too fast. Come on up in here.
You better say it. Okay.
I said, I be trying to walk with the Lord, but sometimes he like he be walking too fast. I be hearing him slow down. But sometimes, sometimes I'll walk in faith, and then sometimes I don't walk in faith. Sometimes I take that step, and you would think if you've seen God do something before, okay, you should pretty much know he can do it again and again and again. But there are times when I don't feel like, uh-oh, here it is. I don't feel like doing my part. I know he's going to come through. The question is not here, but sometimes I don't want. There's sometimes I'm supposed to send a contract out at a certain time. I don't send it out when I'm supposed to. There's sometimes I'm supposed to make that phone call. There's sometimes where I should go to a program that's going on in this city, but I don't want to go. I don't feel like getting dressed up. And oh, my God, I repent. I'm not just saying I repent, but in my actions, to repent means to think again, and not just to think again, but think again until you think the way God said, think in the first place. And so I have those moments. I asked a friend of mine, I can't remember who it was. I asked her this a few years ago. Do you think I missed my season? And she said, as long as you're alive. Now watch this, listen to this. She said, as long as you're alive, you haven't missed your season. I'm going to say that
again. Amen.
Somebody's listening right now, like Sandra. And, you know, the devil loves to show you after you make a mistake. The devil loves to play on you after you make a bonehead play.
Mm.
But I want to speak to you, God, my God. I want to speak to you by the Spirit. I want to speak to you by the grace of God and let you know, listen, there is no mistake that you can make that's irreparable or unrepairable. My God. The songwriter said it, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so listen, there's nothing. There is no stain to crimson. My God. That's the blood of Jesus. Ooh, my God. That's the power of Jesus' blood. That's the provision of Jesus' blood. Cannot wash out. Did you hear what I'm saying? It won't leave a trace of what used to be there. My God. Ooh, Jesus. My God. Listen, we have, watch this, no matter what our fault is, we have an advocate, my God. We have representation, my God. Ooh, gee, and listen, how much money you have in the bank, how many portfolio, how vast your paper portfolio is, how much you got in gold, how much you got in stocks and shares in the S&P and in the NASDAQ. Come on, somebody. Listen, it doesn't make a difference. Only Jesus, my God, only Jesus and his shed blood can cover. And listen, if you don't have a relationship with this Jesus that we're talking about, listen, if you're listening right now, I'm not going to take for granted that everybody that's listening understands and has a relationship with this Jesus of which I speak. But let me tell you something, I accepted Jesus Christ by faith at age 5, and I have to tell you, at age 47, how many years later is that? 32? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the point is, these many years later, I'm telling you, and for somebody who's been in this church, this has been in the church as long as I have and been in Jesus, there's some mistakes, technically, I feel like I shouldn't even be making. There's some temptations, there shouldn't even be a temptation to me, but sometimes they are. Oh, God, don't give me this. Do you not know there sometimes I don't plan to cuss, but there it goes sometimes. I should have stayed in prayer another 30 minutes, I guess. But guess what? When I go to him, my God, do you not know that God is forgiving some of the sins that you forgot you even committed?
Yes, sir.
And now, I'm not saying the Bible says that, but it has to be the truth. I think sometimes God, I feel, this is not Bible, but I feel like God grades on the curve. Listen, it can't be item upon item, line upon line, because there's too much wrong I've done that I even forgot I did it to go back and ask him. I feel like that when we do go to him and ask him for forgiveness, he'd be like, yeah, okay, I got you on this, but you... He'd be like, I ain't going to tell you this, but I got you on that. I really do feel that. I really do feel as though the grace of God, watch this, see if you can go with me here, that the grace of God is comprehensive. Somebody said, well, what's all the excitement about? I'm celebrating 47 years of life right here on Legacy Lever Radio with your host, Lysandra Hardy, and this is a part of what I wanted to share. I don't want to be too deep. We're about to get crazy in just a minute. We're gonna have a little comedy music. We're gonna talk about a little. We're gonna talk about singleness. That's what this last hour or 45 minutes is. We're gonna talk about singleness. You know, and I might share with y'all how I'm gonna party tonight in LA. So y'all stick around. I'm gonna show y'all how to party. I might even tell y'all where I'm partying tonight, but you're going to love what I really mean. When I explain it to you, you're going to love, my God. When I tell you how I'm partying tonight, you're going to want to party like me. Watch and believe. But for right now, get ready for a song that I recorded in 2009. And this song that you're about to hear covering me is a part of my heart. It's a part of God letting me know that he got me, that he got my back, he got my side, he up under my feet, he got my perimeter, what? Okay, he's handling the circumference of my life. Okay, he got me horizontally, vertically, perpendicularly, and he's got me in any direction. Watch this. And so if you're listening right now, I want you to know, no matter, as I celebrate my 47th birthday, 47 for the first time, I want you to know, no matter where you are, what you're dealing with, I want you to know that as you are in relationship with your Heavenly Father, he's got you covered. Check out this song right now. It's called Cover Me, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to get into all that juicy single stuff. Lysandra, take it away. Legacy Lever Radio, right here, Blog Talk.
Oh, yes, how we bless you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Yes, we do, Jesus. Because of your goodness and because of your mercy. Because of your faithfulness, because of your favor, God, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift, for it comes down from the Father of light, wherein there is no variance. When we think of your goodness and all that you have done for us, how you have blessed us and kept us and protected us and provided for us. We could not do it on our own. You are full of mercy and tender loving kindness. And so with hands lifted and our mouths open wide, up out of our belly, we give you a praise. We give you a thanks. We burst forth with joy. Not just today, not just tomorrow, but for the rest of our lives. God, I want to give you thanks and honor and glory and dominion and power for all of the wonderful things that you have done. Everything I need, everything I could ever want, I find in you. God, you are my provision. You are my anointing. You hide me in the time of trouble, and I have to say thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your favor. If you didn't do anything else, God, I could spend the rest of my life praising you and worshiping you for everything you've done in my past. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, yes, right where you are, I want you to enter in. Don't just listen, but enter in and worship right where you are. Bow in his presence. Humble yourself and stay still long enough to know that he is the Lord. He wasn't the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, and I will serve him the rest of my day.
All right, we are back and live with the Empowered Tainer, Roger Key Rice, celebrating
Legacy Lever. Legacy Lever live.
Roger Key Rice.
Live what?
So, now we're back live on the air. Broderick, what are we going to get into now?
Well, you know, I'm single. You're single. Many of the listeners are single, so, you know, let's talk about single stuff. Now, there's a lot I could start with, but I'm going to say something really, oh, my God. Okay, now.
Wait a minute. Before we get in, because I know she's on her way to doing something, and she said she would call in. You know her. You know exactly who she is. Now,
okay. All
I need her to do is make sure she pressed the number one. Now, I don't know why she's acting like she didn't press the number one, but you know what? Go ahead and start talking. She's live on the line. I know she wants to holler at you. So, oh, wait a minute. There she go. So, hold on.
I'm
not going to say who it is, but they definitely going to come on the line to make sure they wish you a happy birthday.
Okay.
9774, you are live on the air with the Empowered Tainer, Roger Key Rice.
Woo! Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Hi, Bonnie Bear. Happy birthday.
Is this Miss Primo's?
It is Primo's in the house. Happy birthday to my big brother. I am so excited. I almost missed it. I said, oh, no, I got to put the stop to this. I got to call in. I got to let the world know that I love you. Happy, 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 happy birthday, and many, 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 many more. And I'm so excited for everything that God is doing in your life, through your life, for all of us. Thank you so much for your sacrifice. Thank you so much for your obedience. Thank you so much for your love and your joy and your laughter. I know for a fact, if it was not for you saying yes, I would not be who I am today. Thank you so much. And if I was there, I would give you the biggest hug ever. I would take the biggest hunk of cake, because you don't need all that. Amen. I would take all that for myself just to celebrate with you. So from the West Coast to the East Coast, happy birthday again, and I love you so much.
Wow, thank you so much, Primo. Wow.
Amen. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sid.
Wow.
Wasn't that awesome? See there? See?
That,
see?
It is awesome. It is awesome, and it just goes to, you know, you never know. We never know how we are impacting someone's life. Wow, so it's humbling. It's empowering, but it is humbling. So I'm so grateful. Wow, you set that up real good, Lysandra. you set that up real good. Yeah. So now, if they want to call in, if somebody's listening and they want to call in and they want to say something, what number should they call?
It's 909-265-9129, and tell them to press the number 1.
Okay, you just told them. So if they want to call in, they'll do that. But in the meantime, I want to get to the juicy subject, which is one of my favorites. This, you know that 90 on Facebook, 95%. Now the number could be higher, but 95% of my audience, and I have close to 5,000 alleged friends on Facebook. But no matter what the actual number is, my percentages are it's still lopsided with women on my page. It makes no difference what I'm talking about. My responses come from women, and I'm grateful for that. And a lot of them are single, never been married before. Some of them have been married before, and their spouse has died. In many cases, they're separated or divorced. And single people have a lot of single women. Oh, my word. Single women have a lot to say about brothers now here's something that sort of surprises me. Some of the young ladies will share that when they go, their problem is even in the beginning stage of connecting with a brother, how sometimes they'll meet a brother who shows interest upon meeting them but won't even follow up with the next call. So let's just say they go to a party or some type of event, and they exchange phone numbers, and then they never call again. And sisters are like, what's up with that? Then you got some brothers who are lying about who they are, in the sense that they're saying, hey, I got this house, I got this car, I make this much money. Well, now, there's some guys who actually have that, but they're arrogant with it. Then you have some brothers who are saying they have all that and don't have it. Then sometimes you hear about brothers, you know, the daytime comes, the guy he's cheap. I talked to a young lady a few days ago. She had floor seats to an NBA playoff basketball game. They had floor seats, and it was great seats, but he never so much as asked her, did she even want a glass of water?
Oh, no.
And so ladies have so many questions about brothers and why we do what we do, why some brothers do. You know, some sisters, you know, it's so bad now that some sisters, they don't get a chance to make it to the question of is the brother going to be committed? You know, the question is, they ask him, why is he crazy? You know, why is he meeting her and asking her for a $5,000 loan?
Hmm.
Or sometimes they meet these brothers who are very spiritual, so spiritual they don't believe that the Lord wants them to work.
Hmm.
And sisters want to know what in the world is going on. So I guess if I just started, you know, I could get into sisters want to know why brothers lie, why brothers cheat, why brothers be on the down low and won't say nothing about it. Am I cutting through any wires right now?
No, go ahead. I'm waiting for it. I want to hear the answer.
Okay, that's what I said. I just want to make sure I got your attention. I could ask you to tell me which one you want to hear first.
Well, my question is this. You posted something on your page, and I know we had got to start talking about, but we never like really dug into it. And you had put on your page, you said, the point is not the fact of meeting a Proverbs 31 woman. Mm. You said the thing is when a brother, how can a brother handle the power of a Proverbs 31 woman? Now, I would love to know the answer to that, because for those women who are, you know, doing the being obedient to God's word, trying to do what he says do, trying to do the right thing, not out to try and scandalize, manipulate, and not out running a brother down, trying to get a, you know, not doing any of that.
Right.
My question is, yes, what does a brother do when your Proverbs 31 woman shows up? How do you handle the power of the Bible? I would love to hear what your response is.
Well, it's a good one, because I have been in situations to where I find this anointed woman of God. I find this woman who is busy fulfilling her purpose. She got her own house, got her own car, got her own bank account, got all of that going. But then what happens is I end up having a challenge with that. I begin to bump heads with that. Now, I believe there are two perspectives here, and I'm going to go with from the man's side. There are times, and I've heard sisters say it, they say brothers are intimidated. And I want to answer that for every woman listening right now. You are absolutely correct. Brothers are intimidated. They are. They are. Sometimes I, Robert E. Manuel Wright, have been intimidated. And so a sister would say, well, why are you intimidated? I've only prepared myself. I've only educated myself. I've only gotten in the presence of God and got revelation of God. Why are you intimidated? One of the reasons why, and keep in mind this is just from my point of view, one of the reasons why, are you ready, ladies? Is because we as men, some of us, perhaps many of us, have not prepared ourselves financially. We have not prepared ourselves educationally. We have not prepared ourselves even in terms of our physical health. We have not prepared ourselves in terms of having our personal infrastructure together. And when we run, here it is a brother who's supposed to be the head of the household. When we come up on somebody like y'all, oh my God, it's just like bringing a knife to a bomb fight. I'm going to say that again. It's like bringing a knife K-N-I-F-E to a bomb fight, B-O-M-B. Who you think gonna win if you got a, if you bring a knife to a bomb fight? Yeah, the bomb is gonna win. And I know some sisters say, yeah, I know that's right, and I know I am the bomb. Yes, sister, you are the bomb. So the brothers are intimidated in part because many times, watch this, we want something that's gonna be nice for us. We want something that is going to be advantageous, but many times our angle that we're coming at is wrong. We're looking at what we can get from it or what we would like to get from it, not so much what we should be willing to pour into it. You know, sometimes when we see a sister who got it together, we're like, God, how am I going to manipulate this? Not all brothers, but some brothers. And sometimes it's not all brothers all the time. Sometimes it's just some of the brothers some of the time. And so this sister, she's running her household. She may have kids. She's taking care of the kids without child support. Hmm. And so many times a brother who has not prepared himself, has not qualified himself, he wants to be able to take advantage of what she has, but he is not as able or ready to add to what she has as who she is. Is this registering at all with you right now, like Sandra Hardy?
Thank you. I needed to hear all that because I was wondering, when I saw that, I was like, yes, what is the issue? Why pray for a Proverbs 31 woman? Then, you know, she shows up or God brings you before her or she brings, no, he brings her before him. And then it's like, it's like question mark, question mark, question mark. So I'm glad you clarified a lot
not,
of that.
But not that there's a side two. There's a part two to this.
Okay.
I wanted to expose the truth. I wanted to expose the truth about brothers when it comes to the intimidation side. You know, and I want to tell the sisters, don't you change. Don't you dumb down. Oh, wait a minute. Ooh, that's almost a quote.
I'm glad you said that because a lot of women end up, you know, downside, you know, going down or going backwards or lessening themselves to try and please that person. So I'm glad you said that.
No, here it is, and I'm going to put this on my page. Ladies, you know, I always talk to the ladies. I give them a little quote. Don't dumb down just to get a man. Don't dumb down to get a man. Stay smart up. Don't dumb down to get a man. Stay smart up.
Don't dumb down. Stay smart. I like that one.
Don't dumb down to get a man. Stay smart up. Stay where you are. And as a matter of fact, keep progressing from there. It would be better for you to never have a man and have your dignity, have your class, have your esteem, than to give up your esteem, give up your class, give up your dignity, give up your pedigree and everything you work so hard for, and come on down there with him. Especially if he, you know, sometimes you got a brother, he got a good heart, you know, he loved the Lord, but he broke. Come on now, he doesn't have a vision. Are you open? Watch this, I'm about to go way to the left. You know, he got erectile dysfunction issues. Come on now, now you want to be quiet.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Saying
stuff. So the point is, there's sometimes you got to be honest with yourself. Quit coming down off your standard. And what are you disappointed? You know, if you know what you like and want in a brother, along with godliness, holiness, righteousness, peace, and the Holy Ghost, all that, yeah, hallelujah, shout out to God. Okay, all that's good, but make sure you're being honest with yourself, because if you're not being honest with yourself, you're going to force yourself to eat of the cup of your own deceit. If you're not honest with yourself, you will force yourself to eat of the cup of your own deceit.
Your own deceit.
God, that was good right there.
So true.
So, keep that in my life. Now, I want to go back to that other piece because I don't know if we're going to get away from it. But remember we talked about the young lady, you know, she got her stuff together. We talked about the Proverbs 31 woman and why the brothers be praying for her and looking for her. And then when she show up, then the brother ain't ready. Now, there's a part B to that. There are many women who are prepared educationally. Their prayer life is together. They got their car, they got their own home, educationally, they are ready, they are there. But one of the things that many women have forgot, watch this, that even if your man has less money than you, less possessions than you, he may not even be able to talk good. He might be one of them thick-tongued country boys from Alabama. Or from Florida. Come on now. Or maybe even from the hood in L.A. Watts proper. Great Street, 103rd Street. Okay? Here's one of the things women have to be careful of. Just because you have all of those, just because you have the pedigree that you have, just because you have the money you have, that does not mean that you are to use that to usurp the God-given role and authority of the man. I'm going to say that again.
Yes, so true. Say
because,
that again.
Because, see, many times women are so high in the Holy Ghost, tongues, scripture reading, they haven't had sex in 85 years, and I'm not making fun of celibacy, no. Whoever can do that, Sheba Asha, you are the one. Whoever doesn't struggle in the area or who has been victorious in the area, I give you major props. Everybody can't say that, and I'm one of the everybody. I got a lot of areas covered, but that's the area I struggle in. Wait a minute. And sometimes I don't even struggle. Have a prayer meeting for Project Rice. Have a prayer meeting for Project Rice. But I'm not bragging on that. I'm just admitting where I got to work. See, I got to work harder than you, Lysandra, because, see, you can just go for 18 to 20 years and not even be bothered. You see what I'm saying? Me, you know, a few weeks go by, and I need prayer. I don't need hands laid on me, because then that leads to other problems. I don't need nobody touching me. I'll be too vulnerable. Don't touch me. Just pray. Okay, but listen to the more serious point that I want to get to. Sometimes women, they got so much power, they don't know how to submit that power. Uh-oh, I just cussed on radio. I didn't mean to, excuse me for cussing. I said submit. Said submit. Oh, now I've done it. I just cussed on your radio show. I said submit. But now, here's the thing. No. We're not talking about a woman walking 5 steps behind the man. We're not talking about the woman having to cook every night like our grandmother cooked in there with the cast iron skillet and barefoot and pregnant. No. That's devilish. That's what I am saying is a woman has to know how to, no matter how prepared she is, how skilled she is, how educated she is, how financially prepared she is, she has to know how to, if she's going to get a good man, she has to know how to say, yeah, I got all this, but guess what? I love God so much, I trust him up under you, man. I trust him up under you, husband. For that matter, even when you're dating, there's a degree. Now, it's not the same thing when you're married, but there's a degree to which she knows how to keep her power up under control. My God, that was good right there. And one of the things that's happening is that in many cases, unfortunately, the woman has all that power, and she wielding it, swinging it back and forth, and cutting up and slicing up and pureeing everything that gets in her wingspan. So she ends up either knowingly or unwillingly, she ends up slicing up, chopping up, and tearing down the very thing, watch this, that could have covered her. My God. That could have protected her. That could have partnered with her. And so you have on one side, men not being prepared, don't want to get prepared, and they just want to eat and they just want to manipulate, they want to take advantage of, and then they still want her to submit. That's not right. But then on the other side, in many cases, because a woman has been hurt, because perhaps she saw her mother hurt, her auntie hurt, her girlfriend's hurt, the pastor's wife hurt or whatever, and she says something in her mind, she said, "That ain't going to happen to me over my dead body." Okay, and so then she says, boom, I'm going to be this way and either he get with it or whatever. And unfortunately, many times, a brother will get with a sister who, first of all, has not submitted herself to God. She's got the power. She's got the revelation. She's got the money. She's got the education. She's got the socioeconomic status. All that woman, but she has not submitted that to God. A brother will be so desperate or either so blind that he will get with her, and she, that woman, will drag him around and berate him and castrate him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Shiva Hashata.
My God.
And that's, and that's, it's unfortunate, and it is not what I believe that God has intended. So both sides, both that man has to be honest enough to say, hey, you know what, sister, you're a good sister, you got a lot going on, but right now I'm just not ready for a sister like you. And then the other sister had to say, hey, in the case where she's got it together, I mean, either, no matter whether she has a man who's totally prepared, who can match her, or who may exceed her, or if a brother who may have, who may be just a little bit behind her, if she's going to get with that man, she has to understand, you know what, I submit to that man as unto the Lord. She's trusting God more than she's trusting that man. And that is how I see that particular piece right there. But keep in mind, this is my point of view. This is how I see it based upon my reading of the Word of the Lord and in part some of my experiences. So neither the man or the woman has an excuse for abuse. My God, that was good right there. Okay,
amen.
But we have insight now, and we have insight, and we have clarity so that we can move in purpose. Like I said, I told a gentleman he had called my office earlier today with regards to an engagement, and you know they always want to know what the price is and what have you. And we share with them what that is, but we always share with them also, listen, I'll tend to say, if I feel like I have a connection with that person, I say, hey, listen, you may not be able to afford us at this time, and that's not a problem. I said, listen, you may need to get someone else, and we will even recommend other artists that might be more suitable for their budgetary considerations. And I said, I'd rather be a blessing by my absence than a stressing by my presence.
Oh, my God.
So watch this. In a relationship, I would rather be single the rest of my life with all of the struggles that might come with that than to get married just because my loyalty, come on now, and my sex drive told me to, or my financial challenges told me to, or just because I'm lonely and I don't have a dog.
You're saying the truth right there.
So that is that on that piece about that powerful woman and how you deal with her. I want to say this again for the brothers. Brothers, if you see a sister, got her stuff together, and you know you ain't got your stuff together, don't try to eat off what you want and then defraud her what she has the right to expect. My God, that was good right there.
Wow. Now that need to be tweeted, Facebook, blog, and everything.
Oh, my God, don't make me go there. Do you know how challenging it is? And I'm sure it could go both ways. There are some sisters ain't got their stuff together, ain't trying to get their stuff together. You know how sometimes you reach for something, but you ain't really reaching. You just kind of, you go through the motion of it.
Uh-huh.
So there are some sisters, they ain't serious about no brother. They want to act like it, but the point is they're not really serious about a brother. They want, listen, they want the benefits of having a brother around. Listen, I'm not talking about sex. They just want somebody they can go out with, somebody they can pick it with, somebody that makes them feel safe, but they ain't thinking about watching their mouth. They're not thinking about making sure their children aren't running around like little animals. They're not concerned about giving themselves to wiser women who can share with them. No, they're just acting like it. They just like saying, oh, hallelujah, yeah, whatever the Lord wants. You know, yeah, they said that with their mouth. But the truth of the matter is, they like, I ain't doing that. Shoot, I ain't doing all that. Hey, my kids come first. I'll never put a man before I put my kids.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't way on the man's side. Sometimes I've heard some of my guys I know or are familiar with, and they talk about my kids come before my wife. I'm like, ooh, I'm not even married to them. I said, some of my, that ain't right. That ain't, I'm glad I'm not your wife. I thought the Bible said that man's supposed to cleave to the woman. The woman's supposed to cleave to the
right.
man. It, you know,
right.
And then you bring Shaquanda and Deshaun. what?
True. That's scripture.
Yeah.
That's scripture.
So those are my thoughts. Guess what? My thoughts don't necessarily govern everyone's life, but I have the clarity of my life. We could talk about, you know, preparation. You know, can I just say something to sister, because we're coming to the weekend. Ladies, I just want to say this. Just enjoy the day. The first day, don't be wondering, is this a commitment? You know, I want to know how serious you are. Listen, we just had a salad at Denny's. The whole bill was $5.69.
I'm sorry. That was just, go ahead,
listen, we shared a salad, had two glasses of water with lemon. And then you want to know where this relationship is going. It's going to the counter to pay the bill, and then, hey, you have a good night, I'm going my way.
Oh, gosh. Okay, talk about it. Tell the truth. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't get too serious too quick. Why? Because what you do is you squelch out the opportunity to really enjoy.
Right.
You know, that's just like as soon as you walk into the hospital, watch this, as soon as you walk through the door, they just start cutting on you. They didn't find out what's wrong with you, what your blood type is. They just cut and saw and hack it. And then when they finally let you talk, you just, I was just here to deliver a pizza.
No.
See, you came in to deliver a pizza. They didn't ask no questions. They didn't give stuff enough time. They already cutting on you, sawing on you, down into your spleen and your pituitary gland. And if I talk
to you, I have a question.
Yeah.
What happens in those situations then when that man knows, you know, okay, this is the one. Now, he might have just, like, met her and just went out maybe one time, and, like, maybe they both know. And it's not going to take a long, drawn-out time for everything to come together. I mean, I'm hearing what you're saying, but situations with, as far as from a brother's perspective, could you just explain that a little bit? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Okay. So you're saying a guy
what
knows
happens in those situations where, you know, when you say, like, enjoy the date, I totally agree. This is what it is. It's a nice, friendly, conversational date, whatever it may be. But then what happens to those situations where, you know, a brother may say, okay, wait a minute, there's something different about this one. Yeah. And then it doesn't take that long of a time. Could you just maybe go in depth maybe a little bit more about that from a brother's perspective?
Listen, one of the things I've noticed, like, in the, and I'm putting up quotation marks, in the world, one of the things I've observed is, let's say it's a celebrity, got plenty of money. He meet a girl on Monday. By Thursday night, they marry. Now, of course, by Monday morning, the whole marriage is over.
Right.
But I have to tell you, and this may sound rather crass or crude or rather carnal, but money many times knocks out a lot of the walls out the equation. One of the reasons why brothers take so long committing now, because we ain't got the money, man. You know, you meet a woman, she got 2-3 kids. Are you hear what I'm saying? She got a lot of debt. You follow me? He's struggling to do what he does. Look, he's barely paying the rent every month.
Mm.
And the only thing that got him knocking down her door is her emotions and his loins. Her feelings and his flesh. God, I wish I had help today. And so there are times, very rare is it, that a brother meets a woman, he says, he knows she's the one. He's got his house together. He got his car together. He's got his finances together. And he has a purposed walk with the Lord. That seems to be the rarity from my point of view. So it's very rare. In most cases, even if a brother has fit of struggle, man, he needs some time. he needs some time to pull that money together. Because you know, I don't care how broke a sister is, she's been watching too much reality TV, and she wants a 5-carat canary diamond. Come on now. She wants a pink diamond. You know, back in the day, even in the 80s and the early 90s, you know, a girl just wanted a little princess cut. You know, she just wanted a little, I want a canary fiber. You saw that Ray Jay-Z put on Beyonce's finger, and so today, you know, the jury is tainted. The jury has been tampered with. And I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek. But when that man has his finances together, even if the woman ain't got her finances together, he's like, listen, I'm marrying you. I'm asking for you. I got this. I'll take care of your debt. I'll take care of your kids, even though I don't even know who the daddy is. But that case right there is getting rarer and rarer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch this. In the African-American community and in the body of Christ, you got to consider those two things. You know, there's some people, they don't have to worry about that. You know, hey, they get married just because they feel it, and sometimes they have the money. Sometimes they don't even have the money, but they got that strong mindset. They said, we're going to make this work. I love you. You love me. We getting together. We're going to make this work. Move into my one-bedroom house. And we'll sleep in the living room, put all three of them kids or four of them kids, and in fact, put them in there on some sleeping bags. And we're going to work this out. Love is going to be enough. Now, sometimes I'm sure, or I guess that works. But many times it does not work, because then you got the mother-in-law, don't like her precious little grandchildren sleeping on the floor in sleeping bags. You follow me? And then so you got the daughter, and the daughter is trying to say, Mama, stay back. And the husband is saying, come on, to the wife, keep your mom back, or vice versa. So I think it works best when you have two people who are clear of what their individual purposes are. They have been walking in that. And then out of that purpose individual walk, it pours into a part purpose partnered work, and then they can get married. And listen, and they know what marriage is, they know why they have goals, they have objectives, you know, and they don't lose their independence. They just fuse their independence. My God. Marriage doesn't mean losing your independence. It means fusing your independence. My God, when I get some time, I'm going to write that down because that was good. Like, I'm just something burning in my left hamstring. So these are just some of the things. So we sort of talked about two different things. We talked about how a man handles a powerful Proverbs 31 woman. And then we just got through talking about, how do you deal with a situation where it's moving fast? You know, when it moves faster than normal. You know, I think that's a possibility. It's a rarity, in my opinion, but I do believe it's a possibility. Sometimes if you get a brother that's prepared enough and a sister that's prepared enough mentally, spiritually, financially, you ain't got to wait all day. You know, you may know within not, you know, I'm going to marry you. And then within 3 months, 3 to 6 months, boom, there you go. When I got married the first time, I engaged my wife in October. I started talking to her in June. I engaged her in October, married her by that December. And then halfway to the next year, it was all over. We had run aground.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mess. Thank God that God forgives, as He does.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, even though she's remarried now, what have you, but when I see her, we're working in the same place or in the same, she's in ministry, she and her husband are in ministry. I mean, I can respect her. I don't have hard feelings. It took some time, but God healed me. The scars are there, but the pain is gone. My God, that was good right there. So she's married now, and who knows? I may get married again, but I have to say I'm not in a hurry. I'm grateful and thankful.
Right.
I'm grateful and thankful for my I'm single on purpose. What?
Now, Roger, I'm going to have
to. I said I'm FOP. I'm single on purpose.
That would like to come on the air live and talk with you. Call a 5132. You are now live on the air with the Empowertainer, Broderick E. Rice.
Well, hello and happy birthday.
Well, hello and happy birthday. Who is this?
This is Miss Parrish Drake from St. Louis.
Hi, Parrish. Hello.
Hi, Broderick. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Girl, do you have a question or do you want to make a statement?
Well, I just got in, and I haven't been able to listen to the entire episode, so please forgive me, but I couldn't let this day pass without telling you happy birthday. God bless you. I love you. I can't wait till you get here, and we're looking forward to seeing you in St. Louis.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there. For anybody that's wondering what she's talking about, I'm going to be there, I think, next weekend for Mother's Day with Fred Hammond and Mary. So if y'all in the St. Louis, Kansas City, Missouri area, I believe that's the area, y'all got to come out, get your ticket, bring your mama, bring your mama's mama, bring grandma, big mama. Come on out. I'm going to be hosting Fred Hammond and Mary are going to be sending the glory up, out, and around. So y'all got to come on out. And then somewhere in there, me and Miss Drake is going to have to hook up and have a buffalo wing, have some pink lemonade or something like that. But thank you so much for calling. Thanks for listening to Legacy Lever Radio with your host, Lysandra Hardy. And thanks for calling to wish me a happy birthday. I appreciate that.
Anytime. God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Now, wait a minute. Now, Broderick, you just said, like, a whole mouthful, and what I'm going to do is put you on mute. That's what I'm going to do. All right, Broderick is about to go on mute because I was not going to let this whole episode go by, and I don't get my birthday shouted, although I'm putting the sign worldwide, live, on the air. Now, I ain't staying real hard, like, really since 2010. So, you know, if I, you know, end up, you know, my voice end up cracking, y'all forgive me, you know. Wait a minute, let me do a little warm-up on the show. Hold on. me. Wait a minute, hold on, let me find a note, Jesus. Hold on. Me. Do, la, re, fa, so, la. Yeah. So I can do that because Roger can't say that. He can say all he want to say, but can't nobody hear him. I said, I'm going to put him on mute so I can sing the song the way I want to sing the song. Amen. So this is Miss Sandra Worldwide singing happy birthday to the Empowertainer, Roderick E. Rice. Tim. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Roderick Emmanuel Rice. Happy birthday to you. We celebrate this special day with you. We
I got my little happy birthday song in. Now I can bring them back in. Hey, to the man, I'm going to bring them back in, y'all. I just didn't want him to cut me off while I was finished.
That was
we are live back on the air with Broderick E. Rice. I got my little song in. Amen. So we got about 7 minutes left to the show. What closing words would you like to say to our listeners, sir?
Well, you know what? I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to you once again. You know, I always thank you for sharing your platform with me. I pray that as you have done unto me, that someone in a place that you want to go will do it unto you. Thank you for your kindness. As always, you're the same off air as you are on air. I really do mean that. You are. You're always lively, thoughtful. At the same time, you do listen to me, and that's a small miracle because you have a lot to say. You have a lot of wonderful energy. So I want to say thank you to you, Lysandra Hardy, for sharing your platform with me. Always encouragement, always speaking the word, always speaking life, and always being funny. You're always funny. I love that. And to everyone who shares with Lysandra and who shared my birthday with me today here on Legacy Lever Radio, thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you heard something today that inspired you, that clarified something for you, that entertained you, that soothed you, and made you realize how important you being alive is. God has purpose in mind for your life. And so I'm just so grateful and thankful. I will be partying in L.A. I'm taking myself by myself somewhere for dinner, and then going to take myself to a movie by myself. You ain't always got to have somebody with you to have a good time. I'm going to say that again.
You better say that one again.
Amen.
Have
somebody
Amen.
With you to have some of the best. I got to be careful when I say this, but some of the best times I have when I'm with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have some. I laugh, I eat, I walk, I look at other people. You know, I just have a great. So I'm gonna be doing it up in Los Angeles tonight. I don't care if it's raining or whatever. Now I can give you a little hint. The Avengers movie is coming out at midnight tonight. Hello, say no more. The Avengers movie is coming out midnight tonight. I shall say no more. But I'm so grateful. I'm going to have a good time.
Oh,
I'm
man.
So, I'm
oh,
so...
dang. You're going to beat me to it. I'm on it.
Thank you, Lysandra.
You already know
you.
I'm going to see that movie. Yes, sir.
I appreciate you. Listen, I'll call and tell you how it was.
You know what? You're wrong for that. You're wrong.
But
now, we got to do the last one. We're going to go out. Now, you have a choice because it's your birthday. We can either do the Stevie Wonder happy birthday, or we can do Bishop Marvin Winans, I Feel Like Going On. Which one do you want?
Let's go Stevie Wonder. I don't think Bishop Marvin Winans will. He won't mind. Let's go Stevie Wonder.
All right. So, y'all, it has been just a great blessing. Broderick, thank you for asking me to be able to host the show. I pray it was a blessing to you. I pray you had a great birthday so far. Guys, don't forget to go on his website. It's on a website, and I'm going to give you the link to it. I need y'all to go to http://BroderickEWrice.com/b3.postkarma.com. The reason why it's like that is because it's still being reconstructed, but you are able to leave a comment or a birthday shout out on the guest book. Again, that's http://BroderickEWrice.com/b3.postkarma.com. Again, bless him with buying his products on www.cdbaby.com. You can connect with him on Facebook and as well as Twitter at Empowertainer. Thank you so much again for logging in today, listening today. Don't worry, our shows are recorded and can be downloaded for free. I will be posting this show to his Facebook page, the Twitter page, to my page, all over the World Wide Web.
thank you once again. So let's get ready to rock out with Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder. It's been a great blessing, Mr. Roderick E. Rice, as always.
Thank you, Lysandra.
Just how much our hearts tell us.